watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Harrison Smith is my name, and what a show I have for you today. Two full pages of videos for you here today. So, apologies to the crew, and thank you for helping put this together. Because, yeah, we got quite a few videos over the weekend. In fact, I was going to start with this TikTok video, a 10-year veteran ICU nurse who's scared about the destruction of his freedoms. But I think instead, I'll show another little video. This, of course, from the Rangers game this weekend. It's funny, on Sunday I hosted the Sunday Night Live show 6 to 8 that Owen usually does. And they asked me during the week, hey, can you cover for Owen on Sunday? And I said, of course I can. Owen needs to rest. The man is working too hard. He's hosting two shows all last week. You don't want him to burn himself out. You don't want him to, you know, go too hard and, you know, not be able to actually do his job. So, of course, please, take the day off, get some rest. Of course, that's not what Owen was doing. That's not what Owen was doing at all. Owen was going on a mission. Owen was traveling to the Rangers game to do a banner drop because he's a madman and can't be stopped. And a ton of really great videos have come out from this. But let's go ahead and go to clip number 40 here as we see the far away angle of the flag drop. And listen to the roar of the crowd as this flag is dropped. Here it is. It is Trump 1, Save America. You can actually hear the crowd roar, sparse though it is, for this Rangers game in Arlington, Texas. There's Owen Schroyer and some fellow Info Warriors dropping the Trump 1 Save America banner at the Rangers game this weekend. Instead of getting rest, instead of recuperating, he's out there bringing the Info War into the 3D space. And you can't censor a flag, can you? Well, okay, you kind of can. You kind of can. Here is clip number 42. This is Owen being told that he can't do this. Or I'm sorry, let's go to 41. Owen flag drop for the Rangers game.
These guys are nice, though. They're nice.
There he is. The flag has been dropped.
Take that flag down immediately.
What's wrong?
And here's the security.
She's panicked.
No, she's
panicked. Yeah, like
she's
I'm doing
mad.
They stole our election, though, you know?
We'll
take it out. Relax, guys. Everybody relax. Nobody got hurt. We'll hold on to that.
Nope, we got it.
Like, no, I know the rules. You can't take my flag.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot. I will take it up.
Man, what do you want me to do with this flag?
You cannot take my flag.
Hang on.
We'll take it up. You know, your election got stolen, too.
I know.
Everyone's election got stolen, and Americans should be more upset that our election got stolen than that we have a flag. All right. All right, we'll leave. How about that? Don't take the flag. You can't take the flag. That's fine. That's fine. Everybody knows Trump won. Everybody knows Trump won.
You hear people cheering
and
support of Owen.
Because I have a flag than that our election was stolen.
Can I just grab my phone?
Sure, man.
Blown up, guys.
Trump won, and everybody knows it. Trump won, and everybody knows it.
Hey, band.video, check it out.
Trump won, and everybody knows it. People are more upset at a flag than they are.
Quick, let's go to clip 38. Here's Owen talking about why exactly this is happening.
Dropped a flag at a baseball game, and they want to call the police. We cooperated. We took the fan up. I wasn't trying to fight these guys. Besides, we already know the rules. There's nothing they can do. I didn't break any laws. I didn't hurt anybody. It's all an intimidation thing because Major League Baseball doesn't want to upset China. That's what this is all about. China wants to run our sports leagues now so that you can't have free speech at a ball game. Because China, in China, you wouldn't be allowed to do something like this. And you know what would happen? They call the cops in China. Oh, that's propaganda. You're going to jail. I thought this was America. I thought this was America.
Apparently not. I'm sorry. I thought this was America. Brilliant stuff from Owen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell.
and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but are only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Infowars.com, band.video is where you go to share these links and spread this information. Truly incredible stuff coming out this weekend. Massive protests, massive revelations. The lies of COVID-19 are crumbling all around us, and it's wonderful to see. It's also very thrilling to see, but also somewhat upsetting to see the way that the New World Order is cracking down. We'll get into all of that and more on today's program. Let's begin, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, folks. Yes, you heard it right. It is August already, and here it is, your Daily Dispatch for the 2nd of August, 2021. We begin with some politics here. It's in and it's big. Senate unveils $1 trillion infrastructure bill. After much delay, senators unveiled a nearly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package, wrapping up days of painstaking work on the inches-thick bill that is launching what is certain to be a lengthy debate over President Joe Biden's big priority. $1 trillion infrastructure bill now making its way into the Senate. Over the long weekend of stops and starts, Schumer repeatedly warned that he was prepared to keep lawmakers in Washington for as long as it took to complete both votes on both the bipartisan infrastructure plan and a budget blueprint that would allow the Senate to begin work later this year on a massive $3.5 trillion social, health, and environmental bill. So maybe they're not calling that infrastructure anymore. Maybe they realized just how ridiculous that sounded. They're like, all right, fine, we'll do an actual infrastructure bill, and then we'll do the socialism by the back door bill just a little bit later. The outcome of this bipartisan effort will set the stage for the next debate over Joe Biden's much more ambitious $3.5 trillion package. And I like the way that New York Times actually says this. The bipartisan effort will set the stage for the more ambitious $3.5 trillion package, a strictly partisan pursuit of far-reaching programs and services, including child care, tax breaks, and health care. The truly partisan bill. It's just like, we'll do the infrastructure bill first, and we'll build roads and airports and water and wastewater facilities. That's the infrastructure bill. And then we'll do the infrastructure bill, which is brainwashing your children into total submission to the government. That's the other infrastructure bill that's coming a little bit later. Moving on here, Infowars.com has the story, weird, making her border czar didn't work. Kamala Harris thrashed as polling shows she's historically unpopular. Kamala Harris has become the most unpopular vice president 6 months into her administration in years, according to recent unfavorable polling for the former senator. Gosh, who could have guessed that the woman who was one of the first to drop out of the primaries of the Democrats last year wouldn't be popular. Truly a surprise, I think, that one of the least popular people in the entire Democratic Party, although anointed and appointed as vice president, and that didn't make her popular for some reason. Very weird. Maybe it's that she's just a deeply unlikable person. Maybe that's it. Maybe her cackling, abrasive demeanor is just that. She's a bad person who's unqualified and a total failure and was put in charge of the border, and as you'll see in today's program, has allowed it to become a total catastrophe. Truly incredible. Hypocrisy was on the menu this weekend. Democratic mayors Bowser and Lightfoot face backlash for flouting their own COVID rules. Top Democratic mayors Muriel Bowser and Lori Lightfoot, who do sound like the bad guys from a Mario game. I mean, I know Bowser, that's a little on the nose, but even Lori Lightfoot, I don't know, sounds like a Marvel supervillain of some sort. Of course, she's wearing a hat that makes it look like she's going to try to sell me a monorail, but we'll leave the fashion commentary to other shows. Top Democratic mayors Muriel Bowser and Lori Lightfoot were caught over the weekend flouting the very COVID rules they had just imposed upon their constituents. Just hours after declaring indoor masks for every person over 2 years old in the nation's capital, regardless of vaccination status, Washington, D.C. Mayor Bowser was photographed officiating a wedding on Sunday without wearing a mask. Very interesting. And obviously, it's obscenely hypocritical. But we sort of have grown to expect that. The real thing to understand is that these people don't believe their own hype, right? It's not that they're hypocrites, it's that they're liars. That's the real issue. Like, I can be a hypocrite and I can tell you not to do things that I do myself, and it's actually good advice, right? I can tell you, like, hey, you really shouldn't smoke cigarettes. And it's like, but Harrison, you smoked cigarettes. And it's like, yeah, and it sucks, so you shouldn't do it. Am I a hypocrite for telling you not to do something that I myself did? Yeah, maybe a little hypocritical, but I'm not lying, right? It's actually the truth. These people are liars. These people are acting like this is a major disaster that terrifies them and is forcing them to create all sorts of horrible rules that ruin your life. But they don't believe it. They don't buy it. They're hypocrites, but more importantly, they are blatant liars, okay? And we have the videos to prove it. And the other thing is that Lori Lightfoot delayed the COVID lockdowns, the COVID orders, the mask mandates, and all that sort of stuff until after Lollapalooza, well, after the big music festival that brings billions of dollars into Chicago, because this is a life-or-death situation, which any extremity is justified because it's saving tens of thousands of lives. Oh, but we'll wait a little bit until the massive music festival with all of the drunken hippies having an orgy together. That's fine. That needs to continue. And then we'll impose things after that because it's so important and deadly. They're liars. Okay, that's the point. Hey, look, a liar. Obama expecting 700 to attend his 60th birthday despite COVID. Former President Barack Obama will reportedly have nearly 700 people at his celeb-packed 60th birthday bash in Martha's Vineyard, even as officials warn of the dangers of large gatherings during the ongoing pandemic. Isn't this, it's just like, I don't know. Hypocrisy is the big issue here, right? Just incredible. It's just like, you know, we know what's best for America. It's diversity and masks and lockdowns. But meanwhile, we'll be having a massive birthday bash in the whitest place in the United States, and no need to worry about bringing your mask. We're above such things. Completely hypocritical. There's a story I had on my desk last week, but I never actually got to cover it. It was a woman who wrote for Cosmopolitan back in the 80s, talking about how all of the women that were very successful working at Cosmo all had husbands, and they were married, happily, monogamous, and yet they were all writing stories about how good and beneficial and fun it was to have casual sex and not get married and not have babies and focus on your career. Total hypocrites, right? So hypocrisy runs deep in this group. But again, the thing to understand is that they're liars. They know that what they're promoting is not beneficial to you. They know that, okay? The women who are happily married and monogamous know that it makes them happy, and yet they're promoting degeneracy, and yet they're promoting, you know, being a floozy. They know what they're doing. Just like Barack Obama, Lori Lightfoot, Muriel Bowser, they know what they're doing. Okay? They know that what they're promoting for you is not good because they don't do it themselves. Like the rappers who tell kids to go deal drugs and gangbang when they themselves have business degrees from universities. Hypocrisy breeding destruction. Many, many videos this weekend. Maybe I'll get some of these. I played a lot of them yesterday on the Sunday night show, so perhaps I'll just point you to the band.video where you can see those. But chaos erupts on the streets of Berlin as police attack anti-lockdown protesters. Again, the point to understand about this is that at the end of the day, with all of their wonderful, beautiful talk of our democracy and free will and the will of the people, it all comes down to the brutal application of physical force when push comes to shove, quite literally. This also happened in France, really all over France, but protesters rage in Paris against health passports, so-called. And once again, you see the will of the people comes at odds with the will of the elites that control them. Instead of making an argument, instead of bending to the will of the people, the elite send out the thugs with the bats to beat people into submission. That's the reality of power. That's the reality of this corrupt, fallen world that we live in. And sometimes when the people actually stand up and push back, the elites that think they rule you are forced to show their hand. And that's what we saw this weekend. We'll continue with the Daily Dispatch. More videos, your calls on the other side. Stay with us. It's American Journal. Band.video, Infowars.com, InfowarsStore.com.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week. So take action now while you still can. Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to the American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
folks. Forgive me. I realize we're about to come on. I decided to take one of these vitamin D3 with calcium lemon chews. Delicious from InfoWarsLife.com. Get your vitamin D3. You know, it's really amazing. These three are just about all you need. These three, I love these three. Ever since we got them in the store and I've had them behind the desk, I've been taking them every day. It's really all you need. The vitamin D3 with calcium, the gummy chews that are quite delicious, actually. The whole food multivitamin, essential nutrients, and of course the vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips. I mean, this is it. This is the trifecta. If you're only going to buy, if you're only going to take, you know, three supplements for your entire life, these three are the real foundation and building block of good health. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, moving on back to our daily dispatch here. We return to some of the chaos and protests going on in Europe. UN Special Rapporteur on Torture requests info after video shows German police officer throwing elderly woman to the ground. Niles Meltzer, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, has reported a request for information after this video shows German police officer throwing an elderly woman to the floor during a protest went viral online. Here is that video. You're grabbing an old woman by the neck and slamming her to the ground.
It's for your safety. This is for your health. You were walking on the street during a time not approved by your government. Therefore, you will be brutalized.
And people get quite angry in response to this. I'm just like, I don't understand. All I did was grab an old woman by the neck and slam her into the concrete. What's the big deal? It's for her health. There it is. Of course, that's not the only video. We saw it a little bit earlier, but let's go to clip number 12. Here's Berlin hitting a little boy in the head, slamming him into the concrete for worrying about his mother. They're arresting and punching the mother, the little boy who can't be older than 12, sitting on the ground trying to protect his mother from the police. And he gets a punch to the face and slammed back in the concrete and then left there as they take the mother away and leave the young boy on his own. Surrounded by the police. So this is the brutality that faces you if you attempt to peacefully stand up against egregious violations of your basic human rights in the great democracies of Europe. Truly incredible. YouTube suspends Sky News Australia in brazen and disturbing censorship. That's the headline from InfoWars.com. Sky News Australia, one of Australia's most popular broadcasters, has been suspended after posting new content to YouTube for a week due to supposed violation of YouTube's guidelines on the spread of COVID-19 misinformation. YouTube does not allow any video that conflicts with local health authorities or the World Health Organization's medical advice, although it does appear to be depending on who the offender is as to whether YouTube censors a video or channel. Also depends on the time frame, right? Because WHO routinely changes what it says. The CDC routinely revises its former positions. And so something that was illegal to say before that would have gotten you kicked off of YouTube suddenly is perfectly valid to say, but of course, doesn't really matter if you're CNN or MSNBC, you'll be able to say whatever you so please. But if you're Sky News, you can expect the hammer to come down immediately as soon as you deviate from the narrative that is prescribed. And Sky News, I'm not sure if it's the lead producer or who it was that wrote the letter, but a very scathing letter by Sky News is written about YouTube. And this really, again, egregious censorship of free speech from the largest corporation in the history of the world, Alphabet. Half the people from Britain, avoiding social contact over risk of getting pinged. Half of Britons, including 18 to 24-year-olds, are avoiding social contact to avoid risk of getting pinged. And 10% delete the NHS app as job vacancies hit 1.1 million. So in other words, if you come in contact with somebody who has tested positive for COVID, you'll get pinged on your app that tells you you now have to lock down. You now have to quarantine because you've been pinged. And so people are just going, you know, I'd rather just not hang out with anybody. I'd rather not risk being forced into lockdown by learning that somebody I was in a bar with, you know, had COVID. So they're just going to stay home. Some 46% of people said they've reduced contact with others because of the risk of being pinged by the NHS COVID app and being forced into self-isolation. So just, you know, just another little happy benefit here as we see time and time again COVID rules that say things like don't get too close to your children. Avoid extended eye contact with one another. Wear a mask while having sex. I mean, the entire point is division between human beings. Again, has nothing to do with health or safety. And in fact, is quite negative in that regard. As people don't interact with each other, their immune system collapses. Psychologically, your well-being has a lot to do with your mindset. And when you are alone and depressed and malnourished with no sunlight, no contact, that is makes you into a petri dish for viruses, a completely open door for viruses to enter into. But I could go on about that. Hydroxychloroquine doctor sues CNN and Anderson Cooper for $100 million. This is the truly heroic doctor, Stella Emanuel, who stood up in favor of and to promote hydroxychloroquine and was demonized and nearly lost her license to practice medicine because of it, despite the fact that she was, in fact, correct. On Tuesday, Emanuel filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court claiming that, quote, in an effort to vilify, demonize, and embarrass President Trump, Cooper and CNN published a series of statements of fact about Dr. Emanuel that injured her reputation and exposed her to public hatred, contempt, ridicule, and financial injury. Well, I mean, she was trying to tell people about a medicine that could have saved their lives and saved the lives of hundreds of thousands. So I guess she just deserved to be demonized and destroyed and hated and targeted. God, I hope she wins. She could use $100 million. I hope she gets it. Bacon may disappear in California as pigs rule takes place. Thanks to a reworked menu and long work hours, Jeannie Kim managed to keep her San Francisco restaurant alive during the coronavirus pandemic. That makes it all the more frustrating that she fears her breakfast-focused diner could be ruined within months by new rules that could make one of her top menu items, bacon, hard to get in California. Essentially, California is issuing new animal welfare rules approved overwhelmingly by voters in 2018 that requires more space for breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves. National veal and egg producers are optimistic they can meet the new standards, but only 4% of hog operations now comply with the new rules. So now they're saying that only about 4% of the bacon manufacturers actually be able to continue to supply restaurants in California. I'm sort of torn on this because, to be honest with you, I think the way that pigs are harvested and cows are treated in this country is pretty darn abhorrent. So I'm in favor of some new rules, but only if it actually is doing the thing that it says it's doing. I'm so cynical at this point that, you know, they justify anything with climate change or something. It's like, okay, this is a trick. Even if it's something I want, it's like, I don't want you to do it because you aren't really concerned with what I'm concerned with. You're concerned with using my concerns to get what you want, which is power over me. It's kind of complicated, but also true. Laurel Hubbard, IOC, the Olympic Committee, backs transgender weightlifters' selection for Tokyo, says to review the rules later. So big apologies to all of the Olympic weightlifter ladies out there that have spent their lives getting to the top. You're not a man, so.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological. Even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again. And criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Harrison Smith here. We'll be taking your calls in today's program, of course, as we always do. Let's go ahead and go to open up the phone lines, actually. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal. My question for you today is, what has been the biggest lie of COVID so far? Because, again, I was covering this yesterday on the Sunday Night Show. And, again, I always point out that it's amazing how the left is able to come up with these little phrases, these little catchphrases that suddenly just proliferate absolutely everywhere and become this ubiquitous chant, this mantra for whatever latest lie they want to, you know, inundate the American people with. The latest one is the pandemic of the unvaccinated. And this makes no sense at all, right? It's just sort of a word salad gobbledygook, but it suddenly is everywhere, absolutely everywhere, and is being repeated over and over as if it actually means something. Here's a little phrase that we can start spreading around. A pandemic of lies. That's what we have been suffering under, a pandemic of lies. Absolutely everything has been a lie. And I played a video yesterday from a doctor who said, you know, I think he was saying when they started demonizing effective treatments, he sort of woke up. He was like, now wait, why are they so obsessed about a vaccine? That's something we pointed out since, you know, a year and a half ago, right? Is that what is the obsession with the vaccine? Never once have we heard about a cure. Never once have we heard about treatment. And this was the thing that sort of woke up the doctor. And I started just going through the list of things that should have woken you up to COVID. including back before the mainstream media had ever even talked about COVID, that should have been a warning sign, right? You see what's going on in China. You see people passing on the street. You see hospitals overrun. You see the emergence of a new, unknown, dangerous respiratory illness, and yet nobody in America is talking about it. That was a little suspicious. And then any attempt to prevent it from getting to our shores by shutting down the border was called racist and whatever other words they throw on it. That should have made you a little bit suspicious when they were telling you to hug a Chinese guy. That should have made you a little bit suspicious when they were telling you, don't worry about it, don't wear a mask, while masks were selling out of stores as people were buying up boxes and boxes from places like Home Depot and then sending them to China. That should have made you a little bit suspicious when they were saying that you could not go to your grandmother's funeral or you could not say goodbye to your dying family members because the risk of COVID transmission was just so great. But meanwhile, they were in favor of and actually helping to bring about protests with tens of thousands of people meeting in every major city in the United States. That should have been an alarm bell in your mind. It's just been lie after lie after lie, deception after deception after deception. We are truly in a pandemic of lies. The pandemic itself is a lie and has spawned a whole cottage industry of lies, liars, and making money from their lies. So that's my question to you fine folks out there. What's been the biggest lie? What was your first waking up moment when you thought something doesn't add up here? I'd like to know that. Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539. Phone lines are already full, so people want to say things, and we'll get to your calls just as soon as we can. But I want to go to a very, very important set of videos that first came to my awareness this weekend, and I believe they are completely unreleased, actually. Here's a story from National File. New videos emerge to show Capitol Police inciting violence on January 6th, new videos emerging online appear to show Capitol Police inciting violence on January 6th by shooting flashbangs into what was then a peaceful crowd. The video shows them tear gassing protesters and beating up Trump supporters. The seemingly provocative actions by law enforcement in those moments appear to have set off the crowd, who in turn shouted expletives and grew more aggressive in reaction to the flashbangs, tear gas, and beatings. So you've seen plenty of this video, right? You've seen plenty of videos presented on the floor of Congress, at the Senate, of course, all over mainstream media. And they do a very good job of editing it to make it look like these mad, insane Trump supporters are just savagely beating police with no reason whatsoever. Well, now new video has emerged, and it's not edited, and it's not spliced, and it's not, you know, cut down to just the most intense part with no context whatsoever. This is a long, still, overhead, bird's eye view shot of exactly what happens, with no necessary editing to deceive you. No, it's all there for you to see, plain, clear, as the blue sky. I mean, it's obvious what happens here, and we'll watch it and go through it. Let's go now to clip number 32. Here are the first flashbangs to be launched that day, the first attack, the first violence to have occurred on January 6th. And here it is from a bird's eye view overlooking the crowd. The very peaceful crowd, no negative interaction with the police up until the moment when the police decide to throw flashbangs and tear gas deep into this peaceful crowd. Here it is. It was 1:05 p.m. to 1:10 p.m. A view from the Capitol steps, the Washington Monument, Washington Monument there in the distance. Huge crowd, peaceful. He repeated his call for people to move to the bleachers, saying, hey, just go to the bleachers if you want to get up here. You can go around. Here you see some people up on the bleachers. But again, totally peaceful crowd. You see the police sort of milling around. Even from just their body language, you can tell the nervous energy as they realize that there is a massive crowd of people and there's a very thin line of police. But so far, no interaction. But there it was. Did you see that? Police shot a flashbang into the crowd. Now you can see. You can see no violence up to that point. You can see where the flashbang ends up is many, many feet into the crowd. And this was about exactly the moment when a man actually died of a heart attack very close to where the flashbang began. And here you see the first little scrum with police as the police enter into the crowd and start spraying pepper spray at the people. And again, very, very thin line of police, clearly outnumbered just absolutely massively. And here's about 10 minutes later, after 1:25 p.m., as you can see, the actual conflict with the police begin. So people just waving flags. People in the crowd are pulled away back behind the police line to be arrested. And the scrum truly starts. This person takes a beating from the police. So there the police are pulling people out of the... First they throw flashbangs into the peaceful crowd, then they pepper spray the peaceful crowd, then they pull people out of the peaceful crowd and start beating them from groups of cops. And here we see the line is more or less broken. Again, what you're seeing here is not some mad rush. This is not some hyper-aggressive crowd attacking police. It was perfectly peaceful until the police threw the flashbang. And now the police are deploying tear gas from the balcony high above the crowd. This is the truth about what happened on January 6th. This is the reality. This is not the narrative, of course, because the narrative is, spoiler alert, a total lie. Let's go now to clip number 33. Here's more unreleased January 6th footage. This one showing an angle of the crowd shot within 45 seconds of that last clip that you just saw. Here's that unreleased footage. You see the protesters actually throwing tear gas back at the police as the police hurl tear gas deep into the crowd, actually forcing the crowd forward, weirdly enough. You have a line of people there facing off against the police, and the police are actually hurling tear gas deep into the crowd, forcing people towards the police, believe it or not. Truly incredible. This video posted by Elijah Schaefer. Now let's go again to clip number 34. Here's another perspective of how crowd control grenades were thrown into the exact same spot while the protesters were settling down. So once again, you see a peaceful crowd. You see no intense conflict with the police. You see flags waving, people milling about, and suddenly flashbangs and tear gas are going off in the midst of this, probably 50 feet away from the closest police officer. So here's the reality of the situation. This is what actually happened on January 6th. A peaceful crowd of Trump supporters not attacking the police, not causing trouble, not being violent, are suddenly flashbanged, suddenly tear gassed, suddenly attacked. And that's when all hell broke loose. Was this a false flag? Yeah. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf, Alois Hitler, and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to InfoWars, band.video, InfoWars.com, of course. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us, and I hope that you do, because once again, we are something totally unique in the media landscape, and hopefully you appreciate the fact that a uncensored, uncontrolled, totally truthful organization exists out here to let you know what the reality is behind all of the lies that you see on the mainstream media. And also, as a little added bonus, you get things like Owen Schroer going and dropping a giant banner at the Texas Rangers game, because it's not just about talking about all of these issues, it's also about making the change that we want to see in the world. And one of the great things about InfoWars is our audience participation, and we're about to go to the phone calls where Data Battle Z, one of my mutuals on Twitter, a very powerful info warrior and a great guy in his own right, wants to talk about a big rally in Orlando, Florida today, and we'll go to his call in just one moment. But here's another little tip I was sent by another Twitter user and info warrior, and is a listing on Mandy.com, which is you can hire people for small jobs. This is a listing to try to hire somebody to do a TikTok doctor film. Project title, TikTok GP Social Media Project. Project details, filming yourself from home as if you're making multiple TikToks about COVID conspiracy theories. A script will be provided and you will be required to make short 5-video clips, but filming yourself in selfie mode. Each clip will need to be in a different location and different clothing. The locations can just be different parts of your house or outside. It's up to you. The aim is to make this believable as possible, as if you are a TikTok doctor. The filming, lighting, and sound doesn't have to be perfect. Filming on your phone is perfectly fine. After you finish the video, you can WhatsApp them to me. The fee is $100. They'll pay $100 to the videos will then be edited together and posted to the Facebook page. It's gone viral. So this apparently is a listing trying to fabricate fake viral videos of doctors debunking conspiracy theories on TikTok. See, it's funny. We have thousands of people on TikTok making videos telling the truth, and we don't have to pay any of them. You don't have to pay people when they're just telling the truth, when they're actually speaking their mind. But this is what the other side is involved in. This is what the tyrants have to do in order to create the falsified reality in which you are a slave and happy to be one. Truly incredible stuff. Let's go now out to the phone lines. Data Battle in Florida, Data Battle Z in Florida. Thanks for calling in, sir. You say you have an answer for this, my question. What's the biggest lie of COVID? And you also have a very important rally that you want to promote tonight. Thanks for calling in. Data, you are on the air.
Yes, thank you very much for the time.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you. I'm on the American Journal Twitter right now, and I'm seeing some great replies from Haley Kennington. She says PCR testing. And I see Ben DeLaurentiis says that it's about health and not a globalist power grab. Personally, I got to agree with Haley, but I also think another big lie was the mask. And I just happen to be one of the people that had negative side effects from just wearing a mask. Not to get too graphic, but I had a breakout on my face, and I was one of the people that felt claustrophobic from it. So, I mean, that was outrageous enough as it is. But I agree with Haley Kennington about the PCR testing.
Yeah, that's a huge one. And again, it's like these lies, we don't have to say they're lies and just expect you to trust us. The CDC themselves have said that the PCR test is a lie. It has false positives much of the time. They turned down the cycle rate, so we weren't getting false positives, but only if you have the vaccine. And now they've come out and admitted, oh, it actually doesn't differentiate between COVID and the flu. So I think you're right. That may be the biggest lie out of all of it, because it's sort of the lie that all the other lies are predicated on. You don't get all of these other lies without the fear of the spread of the virus. You don't hear about the spread of the virus without the false positives. You don't get the false positives without the PCR test. So it does. That's sort of like the proto lie that we're dealing with. So I like that answer, Mr. Z.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just crazy. You can research a lot of stuff that InfoWars says, and then do your own research. And then I'm just like you and Alex at the end of the day, and Owen. I'm exhausted. I don't want to leave the house because it's too much. It gets pretty crazy, and you do got to pull back every now and then.
Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you, folks, I've never appreciated weekends more than in the last 6 months or so. Saturday for me is yard work and video games and playing with my son, and that's it. That's all I do. You have to refresh. You have to separate yourself from all this nonsense every once in a while, just for your own mental health and mental clarity. But, hey, the good news is people are pushing back in a very big way, especially in Europe. I was just sort of bemoaning the fact that we here in America haven't seen as much resistance to these sick mandates. But Data Battle Z actually tweeted this at me. No mandatory vaccines or masks. Peaceful protest for Orange County medical freedom in Orange County with employees and community leaders Monday, today, the 2nd of August, 4 p.m., Orlando City Hall. So this sounds like a very good thing. Anything else you can tell us about this?
Yeah, definitely. Taking place outside Orlando City Hall in downtown Orlando, organizers will be protesting mandatory vaccines and mask mandates. The protest will begin at Orlando City Hall and include a march to Orange County Administrative Building, which houses the offices of the mayor and county commission. Willie Montague, the Republican running to replace Val Demings in Central Florida's 10th Congressional District, has pulled together a group of activist community leaders who will protest forced vaccination and mask mandates outside Orlando City Hall at 4 p.m. today.
Awesome. There it is. If I were in the area, I would certainly be there, and I hope anybody listening who is in Florida can be there as well. There is the flyer for it, and I just retweeted that myself. If you want to find that, you can go to my Twitter. No mandatory vaccines or masks. Peaceful protest for Orange County medical freedom tonight, 4 p.m. Orlando City Hall. I hope it is a very big showing for you there. Thanks so much for helping to spread the word, Data Battle Z.
Oh, thank you. And I'll be tossing a few InfoWars products out, so make sure to come out and see me.
All right. Yeah, there you go. An extra little incentive. Go get yourself some free InfoWars products courtesy of Data Battle Z. Thanks so much for that. And I will see you on the internet, my friend. They're on Twitter. Again, a very good Twitter follow if you're looking for people to follow on Twitter. Data Battle Z is somebody I run across quite a bit on Twitter, as well as Max. Max in Kansas, also a frequent caller that has become a Twitter friend. Thanks for calling in, Max. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Harrison? Hope you had a good weekend, man.
It's pretty good. Thanks.
Good. So to answer your question, it's got to be the masks. I mean, they flip-flopped on this one so many times, as they have with everything.
Mm.
But this one just has a special place. Fauci over a year and a half ago, saying they don't work, but then saying, states should enforce them and that they do work. But, the mask-wise, that also woke me up. Because last summer I was seeing people wearing them outside in 90-degree weather, and I'm like, that can't be healthy for you.
Right.
And I talk about this with people at school. And by the way, all this is before I woke up when I was just a normie. But I talk about this with people at school, and I ask them, like, how are you not sick of wearing this stupid piece of cloth on your face all day, man? And they'd be like, oh, it's not so bad. And I'm like, no, dude, this sucks. This isn't normal. But some of the other things that woke me up was, I always remember hearing that that children and teens were not a high risk.
Right.
And when I looked up the survival rate, because I'm like, I was genuinely curious, 99.997% chance of survival.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're making you wear the mask. No, I love that answer. I mean, the mask is particular. I was just laughing when you said the mask, because I really started thinking about it. And the idea of, like, the shift of mask, it literally did go from Anthony Fauci, you should not wear a mask, do not wear a mask, we don't want you to wear a mask, to you will be arrested if you don't wear the mask. I mean, that's the flip that we made. And the weird part is, they were right the first time. It was actually accurate the first time that you don't need the mask and it's not important to wear. And actually, now they've done the test. 20,000 people tested, blood donors, who found that hypoxia, which is a blood condition that can be deadly, is vastly increased by wearing a mask all the time. So not only has it been a lie from the beginning, we now have so much more data to expose the lie, and yet they're still pushing it. Very good answer, Max. I want to go now to Johnny in Denmark, because he may have put his finger on the pulse here and have what is truly the biggest lie of all of COVID-19 and the entire pandemic. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air.
Great. Thanks, Harrison. I find this almost unbelievably synchronistic in that I was going to call in to tell you about in some way, shape, or form, David Icke's video on Bandot Video. Hello, there is no virus. David Icke, Dot Connector video cast. And it's only about 50 minutes long. But what's really promising about that is that already it went up 3 days ago, and it was already has 344,700 views.
Wow, 344,000 views in 3 days. That is the power of you, the Info Warrior, sharing links at band.video. That's amazing. Yep. Thanks so much for the call, Johnny. We got to go to commercial, but the masks are a huge lie. The PCR test, massive lie upon which all the other lies were predicated. But there, Johnny has gone right to the source and says the lie is that COVID even exists. It might not exist at all. What if that was the lie? The lie of the existence of COVID. More answers on the other side. Stay tuned.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWars.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Well, folks, the lies are being exposed. A pandemic of lies is crumbling around us as their empire of lies is exposed for the fraud that it truly is. And it's incredible to see. And what happens when a liar is caught? Well, they often don't confess to their lies. They don't admit what they did. They'll double down much of the time. And just like parents with unruly children, they're now resorting to physical domination where argumentation has failed. They can't convince you to do something, so they'll send out their jackbooted thugs to beat you into submission. And now we have more questions about the CDC, the Delta order, the lockdowns, the mask mandates. And instead of being given reasons why all of this would be happening or discussing all of it, we're being told it's because we said so. There's your answer. Because we said so. Now stop asking questions or expect a billy club across the face. I want to go to this video here. You can find the article at Infowars.com. White House Deputy Press Secretary says Americans must follow CDC orders, quote, because the experts say so. That's why. Here it is.
Understand the question.
That it's the dominant strain in the area when people just test whether they're COVID positive.
Well, we don't test it. We listen to public health scientists and they tell us that it's the Delta variant. I don't even understand. Why would they explain
their process of how they're determining it's the Delta variant?
I mean, that's what they are telling us. I laid out why how contagious it was, and I laid out why we needed to act on the Delta variant. I laid out
the answers we get is because they say so without a lot of.
Well, they're the experts. It's not just they. These are scientists. These are experts. Hold on one second. I just said that Dr. Lewinsky said just recently in her 20-year career, she had never seen a variant that was so contagious. So this is 20 years of her career. So this is absolutely a major, major problem that we are trying to deal with. That's why we heard from the president yesterday. That's why we keep talking about people need to get vaccinated. So that is the way that we're trying to move in this administration, making sure that we are protecting people here, making sure that we're dealing
with still not answered the question
in a way that is effective, and that's how we're going to move forward. I'll take another question. Go ahead, Eugene.
Pathetic. Honestly, it's just pathetic. It's like, how are you testing for the Delta variant? Oh, well, she's for 20 years. She's never seen a virus. And that's why the mask mandate is very important. That's why we're telling everybody to get vaccinated. It's just, why would I tell you? Why would you ask me about the testing? Why would you say that? Why would you ask that? It's just like, so how do you test for the Delta variant? I mean, she still hasn't answered the question. We still don't understand why, like, how you test for the Delta variant. PCR test doesn't even differentiate between the flu and COVID. But you're telling us that same test somehow tells us whether it's the Delta variant or the Alpha variant? This makes no sense. And you can see how flustered she gets as it's revealed that she has no idea what she's talking about. She's in front of millions of people. A little flustered. I can understand that. But again, just incredible. You're not giving us any reasons why to think this. Like, you're just saying because they say so. And it's like, yeah, but they're experts, okay? They're the priest class. You don't question them. The one thing we know about science is that it's unquestionable. The one thing we know has to do with science is the unquestioning belief of dictates from authorities. That's what science is all about, right? Nonsense and madness from the Biden White House. As the White House Deputy Secretary says, you have to follow the orders because the experts say so. Truly incredible. What is her name? Jean-Pierre? She was asked by Emerald Robinson about this. And she's like, why would we even explain the process of how we come to these decisions? The point is, these are dictates from scientists. Therefore, you don't question them. You adhere to them, even when they violate your human rights. Even when they dehumanize and persecute entire swaths of humanity, you listen to them because they're the experts because we said so.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell.
and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Lots still to talk about. Lots of non-COVID news to talk about as well, but COVID is dominating the headlines today and this entire weekend. The point is, just don't question things. Just do what the authorities say. Believe without question. Obey without hesitation. And it'll all be fine, right? It'll all be fine. Just keep doing what they tell you. I'm going to go back to videos real quick, but first I want to go to clip number 36 here, as this is a little feedback on a segment that we did last week. Last Friday, I did a segment talking about this actor who got vaccinated and then is regretting it. Michael Rappaport is his name, and he discovered this. He's not very happy with the fact that we discussed his declining mental state as a result of the jab that he was tricked into getting. Here's his response to our little report on him.
You stupid f**ks. You dumb f**ks. Alex Jones and you freaks. You guys are, you know you made it when these dumb f**ks are putting you up on their main page. You dingbats.
Oh, I'm so hurt. Oh, he thinks I'm a dingbat. Oh, no. He didn't show the video, though, did he? Yeah, he didn't play the video. He didn't respond to what I actually said in the video. Did he? No, he's not going to do that. That's a pinnacle, I think, for people like myself. There's a balance. There's a trick to this. I'm not sure I've fully landed on exactly the right, you know, equation here, but it goes something like this. Be outrageous and insulting enough that they have to respond to you, but be correct enough that they're afraid to show what you actually said. That's the ultimate goal, right? And, I really don't do anything to be purposefully antagonistic to anybody, right? I never say things with the idea of, like, if I say this, it'll make people mad, and then they'll respond to me. Like, I really don't care. I just say what I think and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. But that's the ideal, is that talk about this guy, make good points about him, also make the point that I'm not wishing ill will on him, and I'm actually, you know, sad that this happened to him, and I wish he'd listened to us earlier, and it wouldn't have ever happened to him, and that's the point of why we're saying all of this, because we actually care about people and care about, you know, the way that they're being treated by their government, and also make some points about his declining mental health and the brain fog that seems to be affecting people. So he's insulted. He wants to be mad about the fact that we're talking about him, but he's not going to show you the video, because if you see the video, well, then the cat's out of the bag, right? And I talked about this yesterday on Sunday, this idea, this metaphor, this idiom that we use, cat out of the bag. I love it. I love it, because you can't put a cat back in a bag, right? And that's what we're doing here. We tell the truth. It's a metaphor meaning to tell the truth, to let the cat out of the bag. So once you hear something, once you hear the truth, you can't unhear that truth. You can try to ignore it. You can try to suppress it. You can try to make sure other people don't hear it. But once you hear the truth, that's in your mind, and it stays there, no matter what you do to try to get rid of it. So I'm trying to let the cat out of the bag here about vaccines and dementia and brain fog and the incredibly subtle but devastating effect that lowering the IQ of all Americans who get the vaccine by several points is going to have going into the future. So I think that's sort of I really like that video. I really like Michael Rappaport's response. He didn't actually address anything I said, which shows he's afraid to actually show people what I said because he knows that I'm right. So he's just going to complain about being on Alex Jones's website and act like that's some sort of badge of honor. And the reality is, I'm not sure who you are, dude. I just saw people were talking about you on the internet, and now I'm laughing at you for thinking that you were a hero when you are, in fact, a useful idiot of powers beyond your very comprehension. Okay? Let's go back out to the phone calls as we are getting more and more people calling in about the biggest lie. Wow, a lot of callers about the biggest lie, and I see almost every single one of them is different from every other. This is really shocking and impressive. Let's go to who's been on the longest. Casey in Mississippi, thank you for calling in. Casey, you have a comment about what the biggest lie of COVID is, although I'm not sure you're talking about COVID. What's your response here, Casey? You're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, there's a lot that you guys cover that I absolutely agree with. I think you do a good job there. I think we could definitely spend a lot of time on this insane medical tyranny situation. But, you know, honestly, for me, the biggest lie that I've seen is that Trump is some kind of patriot. Mm. The list is extremely long on the things that completely fly in the face of that. I mean, the obvious is that, you know, the emergency declaration and the advent of warp speed. You've got the red flag TAPS Act, you know. I like take the guns first is the quote. I think, you know, it's also important to point out that, you know, I basically walked people into a trap on January 6th and then abandoned. You know, come, it'll be wild. And then what? You know, you don't lead your people, and then you just hang them out to dry. Don't say anything about that. That really bothers me. And you know, that gave, you know, the people that are against the country ammo to militarize D.C., expand the Capitol Police, so on and so forth. And, you know, while he was in office, I feel like he backed every single PSYOP that came up.
Mm.
Every single one, from Vegas to Parkland, the list goes on.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I really don't disagree with you except in your main point, right? I mean, I'm as disappointed as you are with all those things that Trump did. I'm as, dislike these things as much as anybody else, as negative on many of these actions as anybody else is. But I still think Trump was a patriot. I still think he was doing the best he can. The thing is, I don't know, people have this concept about Trump like they do about, you know, the New World Order, the Illuminati. It's this idea that, like, either he is a complete fake and fraud and never believed any of it and was a tool of the globalist, or he's a savior and he's God incarnate and he's going to come, you know, riding back into the White House on a white horse in a month. This is not the truth. The reality is Donald Trump is a human being. I don't know how I can get that message through to people. Donald Trump is a human being, people. Can you be disappointed in him? Yes. Did he fail in certain ways? Yes, he did. Did he try his best? It looks like he did. Did he suffer for what he did? Yeah, he's lost billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. You have any idea what it's like to even have billions of dollars, let alone lose it in something that you did only to be called by the people that you were trying to help, a traitor and a loser? No, the man is a human being. He did his best. He was up against forces that I think he underestimated, and I think he surrounded himself with bad people that gave him bad advice and continue to give him bad advice, and I think it sucks. It sucks that we're in the situation that we're in. It sucks that Trump's in the situation that he's in. It sucks that he didn't do all the stuff that he should have done that we were telling him to do a year ago that could have prevented all the stuff that Casey from Mississippi very rightly points out has gone bad as a result of Donald Trump. But to put this on Donald Trump as if he was not a patriot, as if he wasn't trying to do anything good, man is a human being, okay? Is that so hard to understand? I don't know. Kind of complicated, but again, I'd say a big lie? No, I don't think that's a big lie. I don't think his patriotism was a put on. I think he failed in certain regards because, yes, once again, news break, Donald Trump is, in fact, a human being. Let's go now to Mo in Virginia, who has another comment about what she thinks or he thinks is the biggest lie. Thanks for calling in, Mo. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How you doing, brother?
All right, good. Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. I missed the question about the COVID at work, but I want to respond to the last guy. I was there January 6th, Yeah, I feel like Trump abandoned his people. I mean, there's not a whole lot to that. I was on the Trump train for a long time. Lost family members, even my daughter over political nonsense. And it was definitely provocatory, there's no doubt. But there was also a bunch of, there was Trump supporters that got duped into doing that. I mean, it wasn't just Antifa members. I was there at all three rallies. And I feel like he abandoned us, there's no doubt. Yes, he's a human. I get it. He made a lot of faults. But if he's going to stand on this vaccine, then that's the hill he chose to die on.
I agree with you. He did abandon people after January 6th. He should have never, said the things he did about January 6th. He never should have conceded that point. He never should have done any of the stuff that he did after January 6th. And he definitely should have never promoted the vaccine.
I'm working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again, and criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually kill more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Still a lot of great callers to get to today on this edition of American Journal, but I want to take a moment now to talk about a video that was released over the weekend of a conference that was held in October of 2020. It is an FDA presentation about the Pfizer vaccine, and at 23 minutes, I believe, or maybe 2 hours, 33 minutes into the original FDA presentation on October 22nd, 2020, the presenter accidentally shows a slide that he didn't mean to show. And this slide, made several months before the vaccine rollout, seems to show a list of side effects that was already known to have been caused by the Pfizer vaccine. And there's the image. But first, let's go to the video of this happening. It's clip number 7, side effects accidentally shown at an FDA presentation in 2020 on October 2nd of last year, October 22nd of last year. Here's the video.
I'm sorry. This is slide 17. FDA's experience with near real-time surveillance.
So we see it? Did you catch it?
Experience doing.
That was it. In that whole three-hour presentation, somebody was watching and caught less than half of a second of this image that we then screen captured and saved. And this is what it says. FDA safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines draft working list of possible adverse event outcomes subject to change. So let's be clear. They say on this it's a draft working list of possible adverse event outcomes that is subject to change. So you would think maybe it's just a placeholder, but it's not, is it? Because the list of side effects that they enumerate are, in fact, exactly the side effects that we have found are caused by the vaccine. It lists Guillain-Barré syndrome. It lists acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, transverse myelitis, encephalitis, myelitis, all those other itises, convulsions and seizures, stroke, narcolepsy, and cataplexy, anaphylaxis, acute myocardial infarction, myocarditis and pericarditis, autoimmune disease, let me read that one again, death, pregnancy and birth outcomes, other acute demyelinating diseases, non-anaphylactic allergic reactions, thrombocytopenia, need a friggin' medical degree just to find out what this disease does to your body, or this vaccine, rather, does to your body. Disseminated intravascular coagulation, venous thrombosebolicium, arthritis, Kawasaki disease, multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, and vaccine-enhanced disease. So in other words, on October 22nd, 2020, months before the safe and effective vaccine was rolled out, they knew. They knew what the side effects were, and they knew all of them. And they knew ones that we haven't even really seen, you know, in people these days too much, right? Little hints here or there about what's going on, but I haven't seen a lot of people with saying they've gotten autoimmune disease after this, although shingles has happened. So again, to be fair, they say it was a draft. It was a working list of possible side effects. But that does kind of fly in the face of everything else they told you, doesn't it? FDA adds Guillain-Barré syndrome warning to Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. And of course, we knew about that months before even October 22nd, back when they were first doing the trials in the summer of last year for the vaccine. We saw the Guillain-Barré syndrome and a number of other really horrific side effects. So there it is, folks. And again, the story is at Infowars.com. The FDA accidentally reveals a list of COVID vaccine side effects, including myocarditis, autoimmune disease, and death, months before the vaccine was rolled out. Truly incredible. And again, not just random, right? You'd expect to see a whole bunch of other stuff if it was just a random list of possible side effects that, you know, maybe could happen and we'll change it down later. No. They knew. They knew all of the side effects, and they knew them in October of 2020. Very rare side effects. But they did know about them, and they released it anyway. Truly incredible stuff. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Who has been on the longest? Clown Car in NYC. Thank you for calling in, Clown Car. What do you think the biggest lie of COVID has been, sir?
Well, I think between the bat and then the cloth mask.
The masks and the cloth masks, yep. I agree. You agree with Max from Kansas then?
I mean, I was listening to Rappaport, and I just want to let him know we are unvaccinated freaks. Let's get it straight.
Right. Natural. We're organic freaks, yeah. Non-GMO freaks.
Most of what I was thinking from the very beginning was these psychologists who were sitting down to create the actual psychology of creating the virus was, what do America really not like? Ooh, a bat. Let's put it in a soup. Yes, America be very scared. They don't eat bat soup, but they know it's coming. So, you got bat soup. You got people freaked out by bats. Oh, my God, what is going on? So you got the mental twist right away. You threw a flash bang in their face. Bat soup. Who the hell eats bat soup?
Right.
Well, not us, but now we're sick from it. So now the world is getting sick, but why aren't we killing bats? Why are we tracking down bats? Let's burn down that one market and the world will be safe. They never burned down the market.
Oh, God.
They never did anything. But what they did do is they told us that the war was over. And I got to tell you, from my inside, the other day when I heard you guys say, and Bob and AJ and Owen said it was over, telling you guys, you know, what? What's over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
That's exactly right.
Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no! It ain't over now either. When the tough gets going, we get going too with the tough because we're Deltas. Come on, let's go!
I love it. Clown Car from NYC. You know, you called in, you said you were saying that the cloth masks and masks are the biggest lie, but I think you identify the real biggest lie there at the center of it, the bat soup. The wet market. I mean, what a blatant and obvious lie from the outset. Again, I've said it a million times. We've just been presented with a series of IQ tests over the last year and a half, and America largely has failed them horribly. Simple IQ test. It came from this neighborhood. In this neighborhood is a farmer's market and a level 4 bioweapons lab with a history of safety regulation violations, as well as extensive gain-of-function research being done on bat coronaviruses. Where did the virus come from? And America went, probably the farmer's market. That was probably where it came from. Total, baseless, obvious, inexcusable lie that America fell for. And then we had to talk about this. Jesus Christ. This is not rare, by the way. China, I mean, you know, I said it when all of this was happening. Back when they were first lying about it, it's going to make me barf, y'all. Y'all got to take that off the screen. It's so disgusting. I can't handle it. Wow. I can't believe what I was just looking at. But I said it, you know, when all this was happening, where it was like, hey, I'm glad that, you know, this virus thing is giving us an excuse to talk about the very different cultures, some of which are worse than our culture. And that is a cultural thing. We don't eat live mice. We don't eat bats. We don't eat dogs. That's a cultural thing for which the West is greatly superior to the culture of China. And that's okay to acknowledge that and point it out and say we don't like them.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf, Alois Hitler, and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now, it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. And 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Halfway through the program today, I will be hosting War Room today to actually give Owen Schroyer a chance to rest and recuperate after his marathon series of hosting duties, having to fill in as Alex Jones was on vacation. Well, Owen Schroyer is taking a quick break now, so I'll be hosting War Room tonight as well, and I'll be saving some of my big stories for that program, including a lot of talk about Hollywood, a lot of stuff going on in Hollywood right now as more beloved cultural touchstones, icons, and intellectual properties are sacrificed in the fires of diversity. Truly incredible stuff, and I want to talk about that because it is important. These are the collective, these myths that we have form the collective subconscious of our population, and that those are being hijacked and used to destroy us is rather an important topic that we should cover, actually. So I'll save that for the War Room tonight, as well as some other videos that are breaking as we speak. But for now, I want to keep going to some more answers as to what people think the biggest lie of COVID-19 has been. Oh, man. I have a bunch of stories I need to get to today. But let's go out to your phone calls, and we'll get to all that news and more. A lot more COVID news as well, a lot more crime news, some political news, all very interesting stuff. So let's get right to it. Let's go now to the phone calls. who has been on the longest. Simon in Florida, thanks so much for calling in. Simon, you are on the air, sir.
Hello there, Harrison. Thank you so very much for taking my call. I don't mean to be rude, but I do sometimes think that when you focus quite so extensively on the reaction as opposed to even the initial message from Mr. Rappaport, it is very much like standing naked on the edge of a mass grave and your last thought being, I wonder if my killer's dug this with a bulldozer or a backhoe.
Hold on, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, Simon. If you could maybe back away from the phone a little bit, you may be talking a little too close to the microphone there.
There you go. My point was, is that if you get distracted, and you have to bear in mind that your opponents are actively running what are called distraction operations. So if you focus for an hour or more on some what you call a D-list actor's reaction to your reaction whilst we're facing physically forced vaccines and a nationwide mandate, my point is it's like standing on the edge of a mass grave, stripped naked, full of bodies in front of you, and your last thought being, I wonder if my killers dug this mass grave with a backhoe or a bulldozer. It's pretty irrelevant at that point. Okay, all right.
That's fine. But, you know, I probably spent 4 minutes of today's program talking about the reaction from Michael Rappaport. So I don't know where, you know, you think I'm spending an hour talking about this. I probably spent about 4 minutes on it. I probably spent about 30 minutes talking about his actual video back then. But I can explain to you why, you know, what the importance of this is. The importance of it is that, for one thing, he is a celebrity. And even if he's a D-list one, he still has enough pull and clout and, attention on him that the video that he made went viral on Twitter and was getting a lot of eyes and was a very, 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 very useful tool in exposing to people the reality of the vaccine. You have the completely candid reaction from somebody finding out that his beloved vaccine and his promised status as a hero for having received the experimental shot ripped out from under him and, being shown the lie. This has huge power of awakening people. Now, I'm not standing on the edge of a mass grave full of bodies because they haven't gotten there yet. In an attempt to prevent them from getting there, one of the most valuable things and important things we need to do is expose to people the lies that are leading us down this path. So I only spent about 4 minutes on it today. Now I'm going to spend more time on it because you brought it up, but that's what it is. When I say, you know, let the cat out of the bag, that's because the idea is that as Michael Rappaport tweets out this video, and some small percentage of the people that see that will actually want to go find out what my video says. And when they go and watch my video and they hear about me talking about brain fog and about the dementia-like side effects of the vaccine, that's in their mind from then on. They can't unhear that idea. And then if they've gotten the vaccine, anytime they notice that they can't quite come up with the word that they know they should know, if they're having lapses in memory, if they're, you know, stumbling mentally, suddenly my voice in their head going, hey, it's probably because of the vaccine. Hey, that vaccine made you dumb. Hey, that vaccine gave you brain fog. Hey, maybe you shouldn't trust the people that gave you that vaccine that gave you the brain fog, right? That's the point. That's the cat out of the bag. That's the bell that's been rung that can't be unrung. And so the fact that now has 200,000 views means 200,000 people have heard that message, and probably a large percentage of those people, much larger than our typical video, are people that wouldn't normally come to InfoWars because it has the name of a D-list celebrity who's popular in sports and things. And on top of that, nothing attracts people more than conflict. I mean, that's just a fact of the matter. Now, I don't exploit that by purposefully causing, you know, conflict where there isn't any in order to gin up some sort of interest. Like, I'm not really interested in doing that or playing that game, and I don't need to, quite frankly. But this is what people go to see. People want to see dumb people being insulted. They want to see those dumb people then try to insult the people back. They want to see conflict. They want to see interpersonal aggravation. It's just a feature of nature. So, you know, that video has had a very large percentage of people that have never been to InfoWars before, that have never been to Band.video, suddenly going and watching our stuff because it has the name of this D-list actor, and because he then tweeted out about it, that drove more people there. All of this is valuable footwork in the InfoWar and getting this information out to people that wouldn't find it normally. So now I have really spent an hour talking about this today when that wasn't my plan, and I simply mentioned it in passing earlier, but thanks for the call, Simon. Let's go now to Jackson in Tennessee. Thanks for calling in, Jackson. You have a comment about the biggest lie, and it's a recent one. Thanks for calling in, Jackson. You're on the air.
Hello. So just yesterday, I can send you through email all the proof I need to prove that I was in the hospital. I got hours or probably about an hour's worth of video. I was trying to catch what they were saying because now they, I got a screenshot too because the local news is saying, oh, Vanderbilt, Nashville overran with Delta variant, right? I was in there in the ER, right? I was seated within an hour and a half. There were maybe eight people in there. I got video of how many people were in there. And I tried to catch them because they would come on the intercom maybe once or twice. And I tried to catch it and they would say, what was it? Oh, a possible mutation arrival to B50, like the room, because they had different triages. And then they would say, initiate individual hamster protocol. And I was trying to catch this on video, but the doctors, how many times they came and took me back before I actually went to a room, I had to stop recording because I actually have a problem, so I didn't want to get kicked out. But
So you were in the hospital while the news is telling everybody that the hospitals are overrun, the Delta variant is so contagious that the hospitals can barely keep up. And again, this is, you know, again, I don't know if these are just literal signals that go out to people that they receive on some sort of invisible antenna that I don't have installed on my head. But I've seen the same thing here in Austin. I've seen, you know, several stories just today, right, all at the exact same time. Hospitals are overrun with the Delta variant. Now, you are actually in the hospital saying that you were there for a while, and at that time only two people the entire time were actually admitted to the hospital for the Delta variant because they announced it over the PA system. So that's the biggest lie as you see it, is this idea of the Delta variant overwhelming hospitals, the lie they're telling right now that you yourself, with your personal experience, saw to be untrue. Is that right, Jackson?
Yes, sir. I can send you the videos. You know, I can send you the pictures I took from inside, and you can see for yourself that there's literally nobody in there. And the doctors was really all just, there was a line of them. You walk down the hallway to get to my room, there were over 70 doctors in there probably.
Just hanging out, waiting for patients that don't actually exist. Incredible stuff. Yeah, DM me on Twitter. I'll play those videos if you got them. Thanks for calling, Jackson. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex. Or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Well, I'll go ahead and keep taking your phone calls through this segment. In the next hour, I'll be changing topics just a little bit, talk about some crime issues that are going around, as well as some other major topics, stories that you'll find at InfoWars.com. But for now, we're getting more and more different answers to what people think the biggest lie has been in this entire COVID pandemic of lies. Tim in California has a new suggestion to make for the biggest lie. Thanks for calling in. Tim, you are on the air, sir.
Well, I'm just going back to the beginning. When you're in the beginning, you're just reacting. What do we do? What do we do? So what did we do? Well, we parked the hospital ship Comfort, this big, huge ocean liner, out by the coast of New York, and we parked the same size type ship. These are like a 1,000-bed ships, the ship Mercy out by Los Angeles.
Right.
And the Javits Center in New York, I mean, this is over 3 million square feet of space, and they had basically the Army come and make an Army hospital in there. And don't forget about Samaritan's Purse. Samaritan's Purse came into New York Central Park and put up all these tents. And just to show you how serious of a thing this was, you may remember Samaritan's Purse. We don't want them. Get Jesus out of here. Boo! And they did. They had to pack up and leave. So, yeah. But ultimately, the Javits Center saw 1,100 patients, and there were less than 200 on the Comfort ship.
Right.
And so forth. And in other words, in the early on stages of this, if it was anything like the Spanish flu or the measles and all the things, smallpox and so forth, hey, they really would have been filled up. They really would have needed it and so forth. But the fact that they turned it all away and they left empty-handed and so forth, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it's all fraudulent. And we had it here in Austin. I know there was one in Houston. I mean, basically every major city spent millions of dollars building temporary COVID hospitals in giant parking lots near stadiums and stuff. Never saw any patients. Nobody ever went there. They just spent millions of dollars, paid millions of dollars to their friends with contracting and construction companies, built something that nobody ever used, staffed it for a few months. No patients were ever introduced there. And then they shut it down and pocketed the change. I mean, complete lie, the utilization of resources that supposedly went towards COVID-19. Meanwhile, right, trillion-dollar stimulus bills going out, and then countries or cities, states, counties like San Francisco spending tons of that money on their own debt that they'd already racked up before COVID was ever even a thing. They're already in the red because of the insane amounts of debts they had incurred carrying out their social programs. They would have been totally underwater, but then they were bailed out with the COVID money. Again, this is like having cancer and raising money for your cancer treatment and finding out that the person who was in charge of raising money for your cancer treatment decided to pay off the car loan because he got an irresponsible loan to buy a sports car, and he's paying that off with your cancer money. That's what's happening here. The money that was meant to help us get through a devastating pandemic instead went towards paying off the bad decisions of the Democrats from the years before. So resources have been total feeding frenzy the last year and a half, and that is a very good point from Tim in California. Let's go now to Julie in Maryland, who says the biggest lie was the first lie. And what is that, Julie?
Hey, Harrison, good morning, and thank you for taking my phone call.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. The first lie was actually in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve chose to believe Satan's lie. But, you know, so what I'm trying to say is, what I'm saying is that it doesn't matter what the, well, it does matter what the lie was, but it's the first one, because after that, you believe every other one until you wake up.
You know, I actually really like that answer. I actually really like that answer a lot. It's very true, because what was the lie that Eve believed? She believed that, or the serpent convinced her that if she were to follow him, if she were to disobey God and instead follow her own logic and intuition, she too would be as gods. And I've pointed out many times here, if you look to the inevitable conclusion, the end game of everything that we see going on, it is the fulfillment of that serpent's promise, which, of course, was a lie. But the people in charge truly believe that they will be able to live forever, that they will be as gods, being immortal and doling out immortality to those who serve them. But only once they get the world in a condition that makes that actually possible, a condition where life and death is controlled by them and them alone, a small portion of select humanity that will live forever with total control over the rest of the mortals beneath them. That is literally what the serpent promised Eve. That's the original lie, and COVID-19 and the pandemic and the Great Reset is all in service of that lie. So very illuminating. Thank you for that call, and I think that's a great point, Julie.
Let me say something.
Please.
It's also, I'll be very quick, ye shall become as God, a small g God. And that's where the beginning of evolution was started also. That's where we shall become, we shall evolve. Evolution is another lie. Anyway, thank you for letting me tell you that.
Thank you very much, Julie. I appreciate that call very much. Let's go to a COVID nurse in Florida who says the biggest lie are medical policies. Thanks for calling in, COVID nurse. You are on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey. So the biggest lie, so I went to New York to respond to the COVID crisis last year, and the biggest lie is that doctors and nurses intubated patients because they felt that it was necessary. Mm. What it comes down to is nurses have to follow, and doctors as well, hospital policies. I worked in an ICU in Arizona before I went to New York, and the policies that we had there for COVID were exactly the same. So we were told to intubate every person who came in and needed more than 6 liters of oxygen, to definitely not give steroids because that would make COVID worse, no inhalers because that would aerosolize COVID, and nobody was allowed to go to a CT scan. So even if you came in and we thought you had COVID and you were having a stroke, you couldn't go and get a CT. So all of those things were done. So there was patients that we had coming in that were intubated who were absolutely COVID negative, but because they came in and maybe they were anxious, they were breathing hard or breathing fast, they were intubated because the policy said so.
Wow. That was the policy. That wasn't rogue doctors, you know, misbehaving. They were actually following the dictates of their leadership.
Right. You know, and it obviously was a policy. I'm not entirely sure where it came from, but it was the exact same policies in two different states on opposite sides of the country in the very beginning. You know, and what they also did was they created a psychological pitting of medical personnel against patients. They basically said, all of these things are necessary to protect healthcare providers from getting COVID. So you ended up having a lot of providers nurses and staff who were terrified to go into patient rooms and actually take care of patients because they were so convinced that if you were in a patient's room, you were going to get sick. So a lot of people got really bad care. And honestly, that was a huge problem in why so many people died.
Yeah.
And then once they're on the ventilator, so, you know, ventilators don't really kill people. I mean, people go on ventilators every day in the country for surgery. You know, what kills people with ventilators is people who aren't trained to manage the ventilators. I was in a little pop-up ICU, and we had dentists that were assigned to manage ICU patients who were never in the ICU. I would come in at the beginning of a shift, and the ventilator would be set to give this person 4 breaths a minute. I don't know in what world that makes any sense, but that was happening, and that was causing people to have really bad outcomes.
Wow.
And the other thing with ventilators that nobody seems to be talking about, and it's something that's associated with high incidence of mortality, it's called VAP, ventilator-associated pneumonia. And so in these hospitals where nurses aren't going into the rooms, techs aren't going in there, doctors won't even go in the patient room. So we have a bundle of things that we do in an ICU to prevent that. And none of those things were being done. I got in an argument with dentists, so we're supposed to do chlorhexidine treatment. They said we absolutely couldn't do chlorhexidine oral care because that would discolor their teeth, which is something, you know, as a nurse in an ICU, we clearly don't care about. We're trying to keep these people from getting that.
Wow. That's a very good point. I'm sorry, we're coming up to a commercial break here, but just to reiterate what the COVID nurse from Florida has said, intubation and the deaths that have been caused because of that, also a massive lie. Andrew Cuomo saying that he has thousands. Now admits thousands. Now, what about the nursing home? What about that as a major lie? And I would throw in, you know, the intubation, the ventilators in with the rest. You know, it's just one big bundle of lies, which is the medical industry lies from hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, the ventilators. It's been lie after lie after lie. A pandemic, one would say.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of a system rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And
It's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. Third hour has begun. More of your phone calls yet to come. We're still going to talk about a great number of things, including massive crime outbreak across the country, especially in New York. Wow. Yeah, still a lot of stuff to cover. So we'll get to all of it this hour. But I want to play this video here. This is a 10-year veteran ICU nurse who said he's scared, not about COVID, but about his freedoms and the freedoms of all Americans being taken away. Here he is, this veteran of the ICU.
Hey, everybody. I'm an ICU nurse, and I've been doing this for about 10 years now. And I can tell you I've never been so tired and so scared. And it's not COVID that I'm so tired and so scared of. It's how fast we're handing over our freedoms to our employers and to our government. My hospital was one of the latest this past week to mandate the COVID vaccine, and I basically have 2 months to comply or I'll lose my job. And it seems like all the other hospitals around are going the same route, so I could very well lose my whole career over this, a career I went to school for 5 years for. The only thing I've known, I've got 2 kids, a wife, and a mortgage, and not sure what I'm going to do if I can't be a nurse. And I can tell you a lot of people are in the same boat. I know physicians that are willing to lose their jobs over this. And I can tell you the healthcare profession can't afford to lose us. We are already severely short-staffed everywhere. And a lot of us have been afraid to speak out over all the BS propaganda that's been going on this past year. But I can tell you now that those of us that were afraid of losing our jobs by speaking out are facing losing our jobs anyway, I think there's going to be a lot more people speaking out. But I'm not going to get into my thoughts on COVID or the vaccine right now. I just want those of you that care about freedom to know that your healthcare workers are fighting a battle right now. Please pray for us. Please support us. Right now, it seems like, judging by the comments on social media, that our communities are all about forcing healthcare workers to do this thing. So please, if you care about freedom, then get on these social media posts and call your legislators.
Very powerful stuff. We're seeing a lot of healthcare workers speak up against these forced vaccines. Here's another video of an epic rant against COVID-19.
Home in the Shred Lab edition. I'm here with the Flying Bee and the Starship Enterprise, but I just got off the Twitter feed of Rebel seeing my prime minister issuing a threat towards the non-guinea pigs who didn't join his trial. Yes, we knew this was coming. We saw it from New Zealand, but we knew that we were behind in the deliveries of our vaccines, so the excuse was always on the table that, hey, we just don't have enough. Now that we have enough, but people have stopped lining up for your vaccines, now comes the part where you put the carrots away and the stick comes out. Oh, we didn't go for your free burger. We didn't go for our free bus ride or your promises that come out of every device we have, or every time we go in our car and the news radio or the scrolling news headlines that you paid a lot of money to have the same message banged into our heads that everything goes back to normal once you get the jab. Nothing will be normal unless you get the jab. The only way that you're safe is if you get the jab. Hey, people die from everything. Come on, just get the jab. It's incredibly rare once you get the jab. Blood clots are incredibly rare. Yeah, we don't want in. We've seen tons of evidence of you hiding the cure. We've seen tons of evidence of the people who are in charge of the response to COVID being the exact ones who created it. So Fauci and Gates and Gavi and all the protocols set in place that the designer of the PCR test himself, Carrie Mullis, disagreed with and said, hell no, you don't use this test to diagnose sick people, and you can dial the thresholds to find anything and anything. And you give up the game, Justin. One of your main arguments is like, oh, well, we've seen the case numbers go down among the vaccinated. Yeah, we've also seen a protocol from CDC saying turn the test threshold down if you're vaccinated. So I go in and I'm unvaccinated. I get 38 to 45. You can find COVID in a tennis shoe when it's dialed that high. Fauci himself said anything over 30, you're looking at nonsense. But then if you're vaxxed, you get 27 or lower. So or lower includes one. You could put it to nothing. You could put it to one sample of RNA and not find a damn thing, and everyone thinks that the vaccines work. It's a corrupt racket that you are trying to rule the world with. Well, you're actually a pawn of more elite people that just push you around like a piece of candy, as Trump would say. But yeah, we're not falling for it, and we never will. If you haven't seen that we've dug our heels in, it's for good reason. There's millions of us. You're never going to have a gulag big enough for millions of us. So stop the threats, and stop threatening doctors that want to uphold their Hippocratic Oath. It's called the scientific method. You're supposed to argue these things with them and use your test versus their test, not go to the college of physicians and go, shut him down! We got the tablets!
Powerful stuff. We're going to try to get this guy on. He's great.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Infowars.com, band.video. Just look at the sheer number of headlines I have to talk about today. Still yet to get to, and of course, your phone calls as well. But let's take a brief moment here to talk about the failure of the Republican Party, the utter, total, devastating failure of the conservative party in our country to conserve absolutely anything and to remain forever on the wrong side of just about every topic. Incredibly frustrating. Considering the fact that the other side is obsessed with turning your sons into girls and extracting as much wealth from one race to give to another, we're between a rock and a hard place. Or more accurately, we are between a bunch of shrieking harpies and a bunch of brain-dead zombies. It's not a very enviable position to find ourselves. But it wouldn't be that hard if we actually had principles upon which to stand. Principles that we all agreed on and that were based in foundational human rights and the American experience. Freedom has to be at the center of our movement. Liberty has to be the point. Now, it can get a little bit gray in areas, obviously, right? Because while you're free to do whatever you want, you're not free to push your lifestyle on my children. You're free to create a business and sell products, you're not free to pour the poisonous sludge runoff from your product into the river that runs through the back of my house, right? There is certainly a balance there, but it has to be centered on human freedom of the individual, not serving corporate interests and not serving New World Order, Illuminati, Great Reset nonsense that we're seeing now. And this is the real issue, is that the Republican Party could be dominating. They have a mandate from their people. They have a position that is held by the vast majority of Americans, and they can't do anything successful. They just can't. Look at the number of people who support voter ID. Massive. 75% or more of the American people think that you should have to provide some sort of ID when you vote. But we can't win on that, right? And just about everything. Meanwhile, they're very concerned about what's going on in Cuba while their own constituents are being tortured in a jail cell in Washington, D.C., mentally and physically, literally tortured in egregious violation of the Constitution of the United States that forbids cruel and unusual punishment, which, being locked in a steel room in freezing temperatures under bright fluorescent lights for 24 hours a day for months on end for the charge of trespassing is what we in the business call cruel and unusual. But they're not concerned about that, right? They're more concerned about not being called bad names. You need principles, and you need to stand on them, and you need to disregard the insults of your enemies, you fools, right? Oh, well, I can't defend that guy. He's a Holocaust denier. Then they'll think I'm a Holocaust. No, we can't defend him. How about you defend free speech? And when someone says, are you defending a Holocaust denier? You say, you damn right I am, because it's free speech and you're able to question anything you want. That's called freedom. You have strength behind yourself when you have a foundation to stand on, when you have a principle that you know to be correct and that you can champion regardless of what other people say about it. And the reason I'm bringing all of this up right now in the midst of our conversation about COVID-19 is because a new survey from Trafalgar Group from early July shows 71% of likely voters oppose vaccine mandates. 71% of likely voters oppose vaccine mandates. That's huge. That is a huge number. It's about the same number of people that are in favor of secure elections, voter integrity, that sort of thing. Now, is our Congress and our Republican Party actually standing up against vaccine mandates? Of course not. Mitch McConnell has said, get vaccinated or we'll go into lockdown again. He's directly on the other team in this regard. Some people are standing up. The outcast, right? The black sheep of the Republican Party, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Matt Gaetz, the good guys, the people that are actually aware of what's going on and standing up and fighting back. They are attempting to reverse course, but of course they get no help from the establishment politicians. And it's like, again, even from just personal benefit, you should be going after this stuff. You should be supporting the right of every American to choose what does and does not get injected into their veins. That is a basic human right that everyone enjoys, most especially Americans who have a country that was founded on the idea of personal liberty and personal responsibility. So again, from Election Wizard, a survey from Trafalgar Group in early July shows 71% of likely voters oppose the vaccine mandates. He goes on to say, this isn't complicated. The GOP is missing a big opportunity to frame forced jabs as a civil rights issue. Instead, you have lightweights like Kristi Noem effectively telling the unfacts to find a new job. Because you actually had Kristi Noem tweet out like, the good news is people that get fired for not getting the vax have a great job market to get into and you can get hired somewhere else. It's like, how about you stand up for your constituents? How about you stop sucking at the conservative teat, or the corporate teat, I should say. Stop salivating and serving these corporate masters as if they are any less authoritarian than the government is. They're the same entity at the end of the day. It's the same organization. They're going after the same thing. So it's time to stop the completely unprincipled and immoral position that the conservatives seem to hold, which is corporations can do whatever the hell they want, and the government can also pretty much do whatever the hell they want, but we'll just slightly tap the brake to mildly slow down the onrushing train of the destruction of America. It's absurd because the Republican Party right now is getting record donations. They got record donations following the election with the intent of spending that money to investigate the election fraud and actually get the right man into office. They didn't spend any of that money on the election fraud. In fact, the Republicans are just as likely to come out against the election audit as the Democrats are. So what do you have? You have the American people, especially the Republicans in America, who overwhelmingly support all of these different positions, giving money to the Republican Party, hoping that they'll also take these positions, and the Republican Party is taking that money, giving you a big thanks with a nice smile, and then spending that money to destroy you even further. With record donations, Trump has achieved a feat no former U.S. president ever has. Yeah, record donations. We outraised the Democrats in June by like 10 to 1. Where is that money going? What is it going towards? It's going towards supporting people like Liz Cheney and Kissinger and Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, the warmongers, right? Oh, they're all silent about January 6th protesters being thrown into jail for months on end and tortured and having their eyes gouged out of their sockets by prison guards. They'll ignore that. Oh, but the moment Joe Biden said he wanted to withdraw from Afghanistan, oh, they were all up in arms. They were very concerned about that. So we have a major issue here. This is a major, major problem. And what it centers on is the lack of foundational understanding as to why conservatives should support certain things. And we have to take it back to its most basic proto-conservative understanding of the role of government and the role of individuals. And it's actually not that complicated. And actually, you need to frame all of these arguments as what they truly are, a contest between human liberty and subjugation. That's all this is. And the Republican Party seems firmly rooted in the side of subjugation. Vaccines and whether or not you are injected with a chemical is a basic human rights issue. And we should be firmly and really aggressively on that side. So it's like, well, if the corporations want to do it, then good for them. It's like, no, you're failures. You're worthless. You're a burden. You're a millstone around our neck. You're an albatross around our neck. You do nothing to help us. You only undermine us. You are sitting on top of a pile of gold. The positions that are conservative and Republican are overwhelmingly supported by the vast majority of Americans. And yet, you're not going to get elected, and you're not going to be able to achieve anything because you fail to actually represent those issues.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological. Even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again. And criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3-month, 6-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. 50% off $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It really is amazing the way that humanity works. We've known it for so long on an intellectual level, the way that people are able to be controlled and able to really be completely changed from their natural self into something hateful and totally lacking in empathy. And yet we've seen that carried out in the last year with incredible effectiveness. I mean, truly, truly incredible effectiveness, to the extent that, as I showed earlier today, you have, you know, protests in Germany where you have things like old women being choke slammed to the concrete and little boys probably around the age of 11 being punched in the face and knocked to the ground by police officers, and nobody's outraged. Nobody cares. Because through this process of psychological manipulation, you can now present people with egregious violence against innocent people done by state authorities. And what is their response? Well, they shouldn't be out there. Well, they shouldn't be questioning things. Well, they should have just taken the vaccine. Well, they shouldn't have ever gone in the Capitol. Kind of horrifying, actually, to see it take place in real life. It's despicable, actually. And I was just reading two stories during the break. One is about, and I'll cover this on War Room later today, a lawyer hoped history books would help her capital clients grow. It's about a lawyer who is representing some of the Capital Six suspects. It says, from the very beginning, Shaner couldn't imagine representing anyone involved in the riot. She just cried all day as she watched the insurrection unfold, stunned by scenes playing out just miles from her home. Before the flurry of court cases and charges and debates over repeating the past, Shaner was sitting at her neighbor's house, transfixed as footage of the riot played over and over. It felt like 9/11, she said. She couldn't look away. Meanwhile, did she miss the months on end of people being savagely beaten in the street because of Black Lives Matter? I didn't miss that. It was horrific. Leave you sick to your stomach seeing the way somebody just ragdolls down, total limp collapse to the concrete, and somebody else runs up and kicks his head like a football. Horrific, horrific stuff. She didn't just shed a tear for that. No, no, no. She didn't care about that. He deserved it. Black Lives Matter, after all. He's probably a racist for, you know, not doing anything. Oh, but she sees, you know, a couple grandmothers wandering through the lobby of the Capitol, and she's crying uncontrollably, just weeping. These people are psychologically controlled to an extent that it's almost hard to understand. It's really hard to understand. So what's the outcome of this? What's the ultimate result? Well, we know what it is. And as much as we hear all the time, oh, it could happen to us. Oh, you know, you got to learn about the Nazis for how it happened there and how it could happen here. People seem totally blind to what's literally going on. And here is the story from telegraph.co.uk. NHS made secret pandemic plans to deny care to the elderly. The NHS drew up secret plans to withdraw hospital care from people in nursing homes in the event of a pandemic, the Telegraph can disclose. Controversial Whitehall documents show that the National Health Service in England planned to refuse treatment to those in their 70s and that support would instead be offered to use so-called end-of-life pathways. Ministers have repeatedly insisted that care homes were not abandoned by the NHS during the coronavirus crisis, despite mounting evidence to the contrary. More than 42,000 residents in England and Wales died during the pandemic, and hospitals released thousands of patients into care homes without testing. The Telegraph disclosed earlier this year that care homes were asked by NHS managers and GPs to place do not resuscitate orders on all residents at the height of the pandemic to keep hospital beds free, this in breach of guidelines. The government issued do not resuscitate orders on everybody over the age of 70. Oh, but it couldn't happen here. No, we got rid of Orange Man. Orange Man was the fascist. And we got rid of him, so now we don't have to worry about it. Meanwhile, the government of the UK is literally issuing culling orders for everybody over 70. Ah, well, you got 70 years old. You've lived long enough, okay? Somebody else needs this precious hospital bed. So we're going to go ahead and place you on do not resuscitate orders. We're just going to go ahead and forcibly euthanize you because we've decided you don't need that care anymore. This is the ultimate result. And if you think it stops at old people, please, for the love of God, pull your head out of your butt. Realize the world you live in is populated in a very large part by very evil people and very stupid people. And these two groups working together can achieve amazing things. Okay? Very amazing things, as we're seeing all across the world right now. I mean, this is horrific. Documents on the NHS surge and triage of and social adult care, labeled confidential and officially sensitive, were created in 2017 and 2018 and sent to government advisors. Both looked at how services would respond to a serious flu outbreak. I mean, shocking. Shocking stuff. I mean, meanwhile, Andrew Cuomo also sent thousands of COVID-infected people into care homes and caused excess of something like 16,000 deaths in that case. A murderer. With a higher kill count than some wars that have taken place. He hasn't even been questioned about it. The DOJ has gone out of their way to say they are not researching, not investigating this event. I mean, just Andrew Cuomo alone. If you just look at Andrew Cuomo for the past year and a half. Me Too allegations, murdering tens of thousands of elderly people, completely botching the entire response. The man writes a book about it and is probably going to run for president in 2024. I'm telling you, folks, the psychological manipulation that goes on in America and around the world is devastating. Devastating. People just can't think for themselves, and I really don't get it, and it really, really kind of makes me lose hope in humanity. Yeah, he's got weird nipple piercings, too, in case you hadn't seen that. But I guess people just can't think for themselves. They literally are just sheep. They're literally just dragged along. And where's your, like, fools trying to tell the sheep to be wolves? Maybe that's our fault. I don't know. I have faith in humanity. I think people, if they, you know, are shown that they have the social support, that they have the, you know, support of the system that says, hey, look, you can question things. You should not be just accepting this outright. You should be standing up against this. I think people will make those observations. I think it's there. I think they have the potential. And then all of these correct answers that are screaming at them from the back deepest recesses of their mind would have the confidence to come out, right? Because right now what we have is a bunch of sheep people who are told Andrew Cuomo is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And even if you say to them, hey, but what about the dozens of Me Too accusations that are very credible? And it seems like this guy is an uber creep that uses his power to impose his sexual desires on young women that he has power over. And even though they know this and they see this, they're so brainwashed, they cannot think for themselves, this guy's a scumbag that deserves to go to jail. They just can't do it. They just cannot come to that conclusion themselves. So I guess we're here to say, we're here to support you if you do.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf, Alois Hitler, and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Pandemic of lies, and we have heard a lot of comments from our viewers today about what they think the biggest lie of COVID has been, the PCR test, not actually testing for COVID and being easily falsifiable at the high rates, and then being revised down so you get the lower rates of the testing once you have the vaccine. A pretty substantial lie. The masks, whether you need them or not, also a massive lie, whether effective or not, also a massive lie, whether they have side effects or not. Also a massive lie. The existence of COVID itself is up for debate, as some of our callers point out. The bat suit, wet market, it wasn't made in a lab, nonsense, total lie. The Delta variant, overwhelming hospitals, that's a lie being told right now as we speak this very minute. The resource usage with sending the ship Comfort to New York City and another ship to California and building millions and millions of dollars worth of temporary COVID hospitals that never saw a single patient. That was a massive lie. Other people bring up the big lie, the lie of Satanism, the lie of trusting in your own logic and intuition and human creativity to become as a god. That is sort of the basic foundational lie that started off this big mess we call COVID in the first place. And then, of course, the ventilators, massive lie, and the lack of attention, or really the outright demonization of hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and a number of other effective medicines constitute perhaps the most devastating lie of our list so far. But we have even more lies in this unending pandemic of falsehood with our callers. Mark 982 in Buffalo, thanks for calling in. Mark, you are on the air.
Big 98Z.
98Z, I'm sorry. Mark 98Z, thanks for calling in.
All right. You're doing a fantastic job. You are a true info warrior. I'll tell you that right now.
I appreciate it.
And you know what? I appreciate it, too. You're doing a fantastic job. Now, we want to take up lies and truth. Think with your heart. Think with your gut. Think with your intuition. Be one of the good guys to the best of your ability. All right? This is a battle of good against evil. All right? The Mike Lindell thing that's coming up is going to be a wonderful thing. It really, truly is. And so are you guys going to cover it? If not, I'll watch it on RSPN or on Mike Lindell's channel.
I imagine guys, we will be covering it. I'm not sure if we have any plans to live stream it or if we'll have hosts in the studio or anything, but I imagine we will be covering it. And I'm excited to see, what comes from that. But do you have a comment about the biggest lie of COVID, Mark? Because I got a few more answers I want to get to before the end of the show today.
Okay. The biggest lie of COVID is that it actually exists.
Right.
Right. The COVID came up and there's no flu anymore. Right. You know what? You get to live. You get to die. Try to live a good life.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. And, of course, Johnny from Denmark brought that up, too, talking about the fact that it has never been sequenced fully, questioning whether there's even a disease or not. But, hey, let's say there is a COVID disease and it does actually exist. We still know that pretty much every flu case in America last year, or around the world last year, really, was misdiagnosed as COVID, meaning that while COVID as a sickness might exist, the idea that it is as widespread and that the idea of the COVID pandemic is probably, with the admissions from the CDC about the PCR test, completely fabricated. So even if it exists in a physical sense as an actual independent, unique disease, the pandemic itself doesn't actually exist because the false positives and the fact that it counts the flu as COVID means it doesn't really exist. Let's go now to John in Canada. Who says one of the biggest lies is about the vaccine. Thanks for calling in, John. You are on the air.
Hey there, Harrison. Pleasure to speak with you.
Good to hear from you.
Products too, and a lot of vitamin mineral fusion. So just the thought about Simone Biles, four-time gold medal winner gymnastics. You know, the vaccines are safe and effective. We know that she had to drop out, you know, because she said that she was getting lost up there when doing the twist, that her safety was at risk, as well as the team medal. And she said that she was going to get vaccinated in an interview. Also, 83% of the team is vaccinated, according to Finoff at the U.S. Olympics. So we know that there's a number of effects that can happen, nerve damage. And this is happening to people at, you know, peak performance, peak vitality, young people. So she experienced spatial dysphoria up there. And we know that, you know, it's part of, I guess there are many factors, according to Tenpenny. Your vitamin D levels affect your immune system, your polyphenol levels. So I guess the lie is that, you know, she had to say it was, just mental stress.
Right.
Couldn't actually blame the vaccine. Imagine the courage it would take to do that because it would destroy her career.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I really hadn't even thought about that very much. Obviously, it sort of comes to mind anytime a celebrity, you know, has a health issue. You wonder, okay, well, when did he get vaccinated? And usually it's, you know, directly preceding the event, they would have gotten vaccinated. I didn't think about the fact that Simone Biles probably had been vaccinated, and that what she claimed, you know, her mental problems were, actually reflect some of the known side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine. That is a very interesting observation. You know, I haven't talked too much about this, but it makes sense what John from Canada is saying, because, you know, so I've had a couple conversations with my wife about this. We've been watching the Olympics. We, you know, are watching the gymnast, gymnastics stuff. And, you know, when all of this broke, I went home and I said, yeah, did you hear about Simone Biles dropping out? And my wife said, yeah, but, you know, they made her like the face, like they basically put it all on her. Like she's the face of the Olympics. Like that's a lot of pressure to put on her. And it's like, yeah, but you know, that's because she won the gold last year. You know, they didn't just choose her and go, look, a black female gymnast, she is now the representative. It's all on her. No, no, she was that high position because of her achievement, because of her ability. Because in the previous Olympics, she won gold and, you know, blew the water out of the competition. And so people uplift her as an example of true talent and ability and dedication. Not just that she wasn't just chosen and this was just put on her and it's totally unfair that, like, you know, they saddled them. No, no, she was that good because, or she was that important and that, you know, felt that much pressure because she'd already won gold. Then my wife goes, yeah, but if she already won gold, then why the mental breakdown now? If she's already done it, if she's already achieved this great, you know, greatness, that time in front of tens of thousands of people, you know, here there's not even an audience to get your nerves going. And then that didn't really make any sense. And I was like, now wait, that's true. If she, you know, has held it together before and has actually delivered the gold before, what is it about this Olympics that would be extra, you know, intense in terms of pressure? That doesn't really make any sense. So I think that, John from Canada has sort of put his, hit the nail on the head here. I think she probably was experiencing side effects from the COVID vaccine and couldn't say that and had to take it on herself. So, you know, just Simone Biles' career, another victim of the vaccine mandates. Because, you know, you can't say it's the vaccine, so you have to take it on yourself. You have to pretend like it was your failing. You failed. You had a mental breakdown. That's why you're not participating. Don't you dare blame it on the vaccine, even though it's actually the vaccine's fault. I think that's pretty important. But there's another thing that I noticed. And, again, it's the type of stuff where it's like you hear it and you think, like, should I video this? Should I capture this? Should I rewind and record what I just saw? And then you think, nah, it's not that important. And then something like this happens, and you go, dang it, I wish I'd recorded that in the first place. When we were watching the qualifying for the women's gymnastics, I can't tell you the number of times the hosts who were, you know, providing the commentary would say things like, yeah, so the judge gave her an 8.5 on that. You know, I think, you know, if it's close enough, you know, just give them the 9. Just give them the 9, you know. Why give them an 8.5 when it was that good, when the move was that good? And it was like time after time you heard these statements that were like, why are they so harsh? Why do they gotta give her such a bad goal? It's like, well, it's the Olympics. So, yeah, maybe they should be held to the highest standard. So, you know, I think this is all part of the same, you know, forced mental psychological operation that is getting Americans on every level to just, like, feel sorry for themselves and feel weak and, like, yeah, it wasn't perfect, but it was pretty good. So just go ahead and give it to them anyway. It's just this weakness that we've been inoculated with.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Incredible videos now breaking from the Mexico-America border. Julio Rosas and Bill Malusian of Fox are seemingly the only journalists interested in the ongoing invasion of something like 500,000 people in just 6 months into this country as the crowds continue to pour over the border in unrelenting, massive numbers. I'll be covering that extensively and showing you all the videos today on The War Room that I'll be hosting in lieu of Owen Schroyer. I'll be showing you the full video of him dropping the banner at the Texas Rangers game. We'll also be talking about bail reform laws and how they've been working out in Australia and some other breaking news today at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on InfoWars.com, band.video. And again, it's good because, you know, in the morning I wake up and I get here so early and I start aggregating news so early, the news hasn't broken for the day yet. A lot of times by the time we start our show, I'm seeing headlines come across the wire, you know, daily, and then by the time my show's over, all the news really breaks, and then I got to wait 24 hours to do it again. So sometimes we get, you know, stuff hot off the presses. We're the first to get to cover stuff, but other times, you know, I get frustrated because as soon as the show's over, I see stuff and I'm like, oh, darn it, I want to talk about this and I got to wait a while. So anyway, it'll be good because in between the shows today, as soon as this show's over, I'll go to my office, start downloading videos, start putting clips together, start, putting articles together, start doing some extra research to find out some uncovered, you know, some undercover stuff. And then, 4 hours hence, I will be back in the war room, fully prepared and ready to issue another 3 hours of bombshell information. I hope you join me then. For now, let's go back out to the phone calls. We have John in Florida that says the biggest lie was that COVID is a real virus at all. Thanks for calling in, John. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, you know, you guys had on Dr. Kaufman, and I don't know if you've had John Rappaport on again recently, but, you know, he's written over 300 articles on the complete lack of proof of the existence of this virus. And so they've spoken at length. I know another caller spoke a little bit about it. So what I want to say is that the orchestrators of this fake pandemic are more sophisticated than most of us give them credit for. So I personally think it's not just the PSYOP, but a PSYOP within a PSYOP. And so the result is, instead of pointing out the complete lack of scientific evidence of an actual virus that's been isolated and purified, and not just SARS-CoV-2, but any virus, we argue about if it's been released from the Wuhan lab or not.
Mm.
And so when we do this, we're still trapped in their narrative, right? So we need to point out not just the flawed and contaminated so-called isolation techniques, but the history behind germ theory and viruses in general.
Mm.
For example, you know, many people don't know that germ theory did not win out over terrain theory due to scientific validity, but due to the huge amounts of funding from the Rockefellers and Carnegies.
Mm.
So when the AMA, American Medical Association, ran out of funding in 1908, the Rockefellers and Carnegies stepped up and provided that funding. And here's the important point, with an emphasis on pharmacology and use of drugs to treat disease. And so this was actually the beginning of Big Pharma, and this is how medicine went from compassionate practice to a business model which depends on continuation of disease for profits. It would be great to see a segment on this, maybe a special report by John Baum or Greg Rees.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good point. It's good to revisit the history. And again, you know, I wish some, you know, I always talk about it, and we'll figure out how to do it one day. Like, get conversations with normies. Like, I've had conversations with people in my life, you know, and when you hear their questions and you can help sort of guide your discussion by what they're interested in or by what questions they have, you can actually convince people of what the reality is, that this is all a plan, that it's been in place for a long time, that the people involved are perfectly aware of what they're doing and how they're orchestrating it. And I've had these conversations where, like, at the end of it, my friends who previously had no idea what I was talking about were like, okay, I'm in. I get it now. This is crazy. We need to resist. Like, you can actually change people's minds. For me, I need the other person to, like, be able to ask questions so I can actually help to illuminate the things that they don't know, because the way I do the show here, I kind of assume that our audience knows about a lot of this stuff. One of the things is the way that the medical industry itself has been shaped by the input of pharmaceutical companies and, you know, the non-holistic sort of pharmaceutical chemical reaction rather than a more holistic natural form of medicine being practiced, and the way that that has been shaped quite forcefully by people like the Rockefellers and the Carnegie Foundation and J.P. Morgan and all these sorts of people. It's all very important. It needs to be talked about, and it's good to bring up this history to remind us that, again, it's not all random. It's not all accidental. All of this is very intricately involved. Thanks so much for the call, John in Florida. Let's go now to Kurt in Austin. Thanks for calling in, Kurt. You were on the air about the biggest lie of COVID-19. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir, Harrison. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, Harrison. I want to say the greatest lie ever told is vaccines are safe and effective. So yep. Let me go ahead and expand on that a little bit. 16 years ago, my son actually was damaged by vaccine. So I started researching. I read that book by Sherry Tenpenny, Say No to Vaccine. And just like your last caller was saying, basically what happened is the theory or the experiment is flawed. They basically said that antibodies are equivalent to protection. And when you actually look at that, there's been lots of outbreaks that have occurred in society in general, which proves that theory to be incorrect.
Mm.
So I've done the test, Harrison. I have a vaccinated son that's been damaged by every shot in the book. And I also have a 13-year-old that's been 100% unvaccinated.
Right.
And, I mean, when we look at the Amish, we look at 40,000-plus people who don't vaccinate their children or their animals or their food. And they're 100% healthy, and they don't suffer from all the side effects that we're now seeing people suffering from.
Yeah, no, that's such a great point. Yeah, safe and effective might be the biggest lie of the entire thing. It's not safe, and it's not effective. I mean, that's a twofer right there. Truly incredible. Now, there's another thing that the last caller mentioned, which was basically the way that the New World Order and the people that are orchestrating this are very sophisticated in the way they set up things to be a win-win situation for them, right? The way they do this is by, well, it's pretty simple, actually, just setting up situations where no matter what happens, they can further their power. So, for example, with the pandemic, right, they're going to say there's a pandemic, and then they're going to say, here's all of the insane measures you need to do to fight the pandemic. And what's the outcome? The outcome is either the measures work, in which case we're going to continue to use these measures to clamp down on your freedom and destroy your liberty in the name of fighting the pandemic because the measures worked. The other outcome is the measures don't work and the pandemic gets worse. So they say, see, you guys didn't follow our measures enough. We need to double down on our measures because they didn't work last time because you people didn't obey. So now we need more measures, more extreme enforcement procedures, right? They set up these win-win situations, which is why you need to shatter their paradigm, which is why you need to reject outright their entire foundation of their argumentation, right? It's not about whether the lockdown worked or not. It's about the denial of human freedom. It's not about, you know, whether people wore their masks or not. It's about the economic destruction that has been wrought at the hands of these massive corporations who hold the puppet strings of our government firmly in their grasp. You need to shatter the paradigm, not argue on their ground because they have the game rigged. And even if they lose, they'll say that they won. It's very effective. And the only way to fight back against it is to simply not argue on their premise. You make your own premise. You provide your own information. You make your own arguments and completely reject their labels, their concepts, their argumentation from the most basic level. Let's go quickly to Michael in Virginia, who says the biggest lie is that China started it all. You got about 30 seconds, Michael. You're on the air.
30 seconds. Well, let me explain. China's taking over militarily by their nanotechnology, and they're interfering with all of our affairs right behind our backs because Biden is – let me say something about these. Okay, there's something about it, and that's what. And Biden has already made deals behind our backs while we're looking at COVID to say, okay, we're looking at COVID and we're breaking it down. All the arguments for and against. That's what you heard you say, and we're entering the next phase of their takeover by, first of all, their psychological. Attack.
Well, no, you're making such a good point. I wish we had more time, but we are coming up against a break here. But I really appreciate the call, and I really appreciate the point because, you know, it's not even that COVID is a lie. It's that COVID is the distraction for the real thing going on, which is China taking over all of the world and all of America. I think that's a great point. Thanks for the call, Michael from Virginia. The big lie at the heart of it all is that you should be focusing on COVID-19. No, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. He's Chinese for some reason now. Yeah, that's a real point.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Android and iPhones at 50% off $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to Fiber Green Caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.